said, wake up, puff.
This is Mix 94.5's Clazzy, Matt and Kimber.
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber in the morning.
Hey podcasters, Clazzy, Matt and Kimber here.
Hey, in today's catch-up, all of that must-have technology for isolation time with Trevor Long.
Koshy breaks down the new JobKeeper payment.
We find out how Kimber has been traumatising our tech staff by leaving out things that she shouldn't.
And the latest update, yeah, that's a worry, isn't it? The latest update, of course, on COVID-19.
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber in the morning.
On Mix 94.5.
Nice to know in these trying times that some things never change, and that is we can go to our dependable tech guru, Trevor Long, and talk tech. And Trevor, good to plug in and talk to you again, mate.
Yes, and technology's never been more important.
Yeah, well, Trev, if you're working from home all of a sudden and you're trying to set up an office for the first time, good luck getting a printer or a laptop because they are running off the shelves. But what's the tech that we can access that might actually help us connect with business or friends and family?
You know what? I think even if you're struggling to buy the new stuff, and we all need little bits of replacement stuff here and there to make it perfect to work from home, you know, video conferencing, for example, which is one of the great ways of connecting with your colleagues, whether it's a big office or a small business you have, is available on your mobile phone. So you can use things like Skype, Google Hangouts, Zoom, they'd be my top three, that you can use on a laptop, on a smartphone, or a tablet. So you really can use it no matter what situation you're in terms of your work from home situation.
And Trev, Zoom seems to be the sort of zeitgeisty one at the moment. I personally hadn't heard about it until this current crisis. Is it a good application? Is there anything we should be cautious about in terms of, I don't know, data and things like that?
I think the number one thing you need to know is that video conferencing takes up way less data than streaming Netflix. This is a break for your internet. Zoom, you're right, it's a bit of a startup. It's a bit of a challenger to both Skype and Google. It's got a few more fun features. It's a bit better for a larger conference. You can have lots of people in it. But really, it's also cross-platform. That's one of the big things about it. It'll work on any device.
Hey, Trev, $11 broccoli is disturbing. Are we finding anyone in the tech world price gouging or whatever you want to call it, taking advantage?
It looks like it's happening, but I've followed up on a bit of this. There's some online retailers that the prices seem to have gone up a lot. What's happening is actually the suppliers. So as Aussie retailers have had stock of, you know, 600 of something, and they've sold them all. And when they go back to their supplier, wherever they are in the world, it's costing a bucket load more to get the items, and it's costing more to ship them here. So unfortunately, prices are going up. We simply don't have enough of them to go around. So unfortunately, supply and demand is kicking in, and some things are at least not being discounted like they might have been at this time of year, unfortunately.
Trev, we've pulled out the old Sega Master System 2. I'm refreshing my Alex
yes.
the Kid skills, loving it. But are there any games that we can access online that might not, you know, that might be free or could be handy for parents out there?
Yeah, not a time to introduce your kids to Leisure Suit Larry, I'll be honest. So stick with things like Minecraft. I mean, I find Minecraft, while it is old school for many kids, to be a really great, I guess, way of coming together. So you can play Minecraft as a family. Think of Minecraft like virtual Lego. That's a whole stack of fun. And the other one, going back to video conferencing, if you haven't heard of or tried House Party, give it a crack. You can have 8 family members in a video call together. Important security tip, lock the room so no randoms can come in, but you can play quizzes, whether it's Pictionary or Heads Up, different quizzes. You can have a whole lot of fun with your family, whether they're in the same house or whether they're remote, with House Party.
And Trev, for a lot of older Australians, and I include my mum on this, who still, you know, basically the best thing I could get her would be one of those Fisher-Price kids pretend laptops with 2 buttons, because then she might be able to run it. What are the easiest apps and some advice for older people who are perhaps logging on and doing these things for the first time in their lives?
Yeah, think about their exact scenario now and don't try and change it too much. So my mum doesn't have a computer, doesn't have a smartphone, but I did give her a tablet a couple of years ago, and I said to mum, listen, when your tablet rings, don't freak out. So I rang her up on the phone, and I preempted a video call. So because she's got a tablet, even though it's a few years old, and she's got a Facebook account, I could use my phone to her tablet to use Facebook Messenger to make a video call. So think about what they've got. Yep. Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp. Find something in their world that you don't have to change and use that for this kind of removal of isolation. The grandkids calling the grandparents on a video call is going to keep smiles on the dial for days.
Hey, Trevor, nice to plug in and say good day, mate, and all the best.
Cheers, guys. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning
on Mix 94.5. The financial support offered by the federal government has crossed the $220 billion mark. It is astronomical. It's over 16% of gross domestic product. It is incredible right now. We thought we'd find out more about what's going on, including this new JobKeeper payment. David Kosh. Koshy, good morning, mate. Welcome.
G'day, gang. Thank you for having me.
Koshy, the government is rolling out stimulus package after package. What is this JobKeeper payment?
Okay, basically it's to keep people, as the name suggests, in jobs. You would know right around the country at the moment, you see it with not only just pubs and restaurants closing, but retailers, all laying staff off, Qantas, Virgin, the travel industry absolutely decimated. So what this is an incentive from the government to bosses saying, keep your staff on and we will pay through you $1,500 a fortnight to keep staff on. Now, to give you an indication of how big this is, every quarter, the private sector wage bill of Australia, that is, normal company wage bills in total, not counting the public service and say education and the health, which are mainly government funded anyhow.
Yep.
Our total wages bill is $127 billion a quarter. So what effectively the government is doing, the next two quarters is paying half of Australia's wage bill.
Wow.
To keep everyone in a job. It is huge. We have never seen a program like this in the history of Australia, ever.
Wow. And from your, you know, expertise and experience, David, do you think the government is, this is a good approach? This is a prudent use of our funds?
Absolutely. Yeah. This will keep us, now I don't want to, you know, scare people or doom and gloom. You know I'm not that sort of person. I'm the supreme optimist.
No, of course not, yeah.
But this package will stop us going into a depression. Forget recession.
Yeah.
There's around the world with the closing of borders and the lack of travel and the lack of trade, the world could have been, and us, headed for a depression. Now, this will still go into a recession. It'll be a short, sharp recession. It will be deep. But this will stop us going the extra step. And it's really, I think, really good and has been resoundingly supported. This is the median wage of basically the average wage of Australia, the median wage, bit higher than the median wage in retail and hospitality. And it's a flat rate to everybody, doesn't matter how much you earn. Yeah. And I think that's a good thing. So if you're in a job which you get less than that a month, you'll still get the $1,500. So you'll get a bit of a pay rise when it's passed through. And basically, it's saying to bosses, you've stood people down with no pay. If we give you this, you've got to pass this on immediately to all your staff.
Hey, Koshy, this is starting to make the support during the GFC, it's dwarfing it big time. But how about millions who'll get the $750 in their account tomorrow? Do you think people are going to spend that? Is it going to have the impact that the government thought?
Well, don't forget it's going to welfare recipients,
yep,
who need, you know, every dollar they can to live on. So I think that will be... you're in two minds on whether people... That's why banks and basically at the direction of the Reserve Bank didn't pass on the last mortgage rate cut. They instead passed it on to cuts in business loan rates and things like that, because most mortgage holders, home loan borrowers, are just paying off their mortgage with it rather than going and spending it. We need stimulus in the economy now. We need money at your cafe or for your takeaways or... to go to Bunnings or wherever to keep people in jobs.
Mm. And I know it's complicated, but it's been a real eye-opener. I mean, you know, I look at all these the big people in business who are meant to be the best business running, you know, they know their stuff. And as soon as there's an economic problem, all the staff lose their jobs, people are taking pay cuts, and everyone else is expected on the lower end of the scale and minimum wage people just to go upon living their lives as normal, paying their mortgages, paying their rent. It's a big ask.
Can see your point. But it doesn't matter whether you're the Dockers or the Eagles or Meyer or David Jones or Port. You've got to say, like, this came out of nowhere, this pandemic. This was, in the markets, they call it a black swan event. It just hit you for six. And has it what? But it's hit the whole globe for six. So no one saw this coming. No one could prepare for it. And it's, how the hell do we get through the other side?
Yeah.
How do we get through? Mm. And is it, you know, and it's, they're really harsh, and I understand and hear where you're coming from because, you know, I've, in my family business, I've had to cut, start back to 4 days a week. I figure, let's see if we, and everyone agreed on it, at least there's income coming in and rather than stand people down. And that was just a decision we made in our little business. We've only got 10 or 12 staff. But it's really important, and no boss likes doing it because, you know, your staff are like your family. And it's like in at the station there. It's exactly the same.
Yeah, well, we don't want to have to be resorting to handing out bully beef rations when all this is over. David and the government doing their best at the moment. Thanks for your time, Koshy. Yep.
Good on you guys. Thank you.
Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning.
On Mix 94.5.
What is it about our tech crew, our engineers, that you need to tell us? Because you seem a little, well, not even embarrassed.
Well, I am embarrassed. I'm definitely embarrassed. But I'll be frank with you. I do think that one of our tech engineers knows more about me than he should. Mm. Now, as you know, we're all broadcasting from home. That's why the show sounds a little bit different. I'm in my spare room. Matt, you're in your lounge. And Chris, the engineer, came over to set up some equipment last week so that we could broadcast from home.
Right.
And it wasn't until he left that I realised that I had left something personal on the bookshelf. So... It was just sitting on the room that he was working in. It was just sitting on the shelf there, and it was left out of place, so it was very visible.
Mm.
And it's a photographic book, a very detailed photographic book, and it's titled The Little Book of Big Deals, The Old Member, The Meat Show,
oh,
The Footlong.
Yes.
It's a book.
Okay. The Dirk Diggler.
It's a book of Dirk Diggler, right? And it's literally 190 pages of bed snakes. And you guys can see the image here. I'm holding it up for you on Skype.
Yeah, you've stolen
so
Matt's image there. Yep.
What it is. Well, it's funny. I mean, Chris didn't say anything to me, so I don't know if he saw it, but it would have been hard to miss. And the worst part is that Dean Clares, you bought me this book.
Did I?
This book, this book was a gift.
I have no idea I bought that.
You and your wife, Laurie, bought me this book when you were on vacation.
Oh, that's hilarious. I've forgotten.
And as a joke, on page 96, your wife attached your head to one of the members. So you can see that there.
Oh, that's hilarious.
This book, so it looks like I've just basically got book porn on my shelf here, and now Chris might think something of me and was too embarrassed to say anything, and it wasn't even me. It was a gift from you, Dean Clares.
Which I'd forgotten I'd purchased, Matt.
Yeah, look, I'll be honest with you. I mean, it's a funny story, but I'm just feeling a little bit confronted because you keep showing me pictures of what's in the book.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, can you not show us? Thanks.
I'm just starting to realise how little I live up to expectations.
Kimber, we were swimming.
I mean, I did say it was the little book of big, you know, so they are oversized. I wouldn't say they're your standards.
You've got to be careful what you leave out, don't you?
Well, absolutely. I thought, why not put it out there? Because tradies probably go into people's houses and see stuff all the time. You know, people put those like glamour shots, those naked shots of themselves on bedroom yes. walls. And once you're living around it, you forget they're there.
Yes.
So, you yes. know, I thought people could maybe give us a call on 133353 and tell us what they've left out by mistake.
Absolutely. And, of course, with this brave new world of us all Skyping each other, yep. I'm suddenly very aware of the background that's behind me as we speak. Now, at the moment, there's nothing there that's too incriminating, but it would be very easy to have left something out that you don't necessarily want everyone to see.
So true.
Oh, you know those photos that people take when they're selling stuff on yeah. Gumtree and it's got a mirror and they don't realise that they were naked when they took the
shot? You should have put some pants on. How about the friend of ours that came over for coffee last year and she was sitting and she goes, oh, what seat do you want me to sit at? And I went, oh, just that one next to the tube of hemorrhoid cream on the table. We were more embarrassed than her. She thought it was hilarious. Let's go to said techie, our engineer, Chris. Oh. G'day, mate. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are we?
Well, the obvious
question.
We're
good, thanks. Yes, Chris, are you okay? Have you been traumatised by what you saw at Kimber's house, or did you notice it?
I can't say I did notice it, but I'm a bit concerned now.
What's the main concern, Chris?
I thought...
Well, I don't know, but I don't know if I should be going back there to fix things up.
Place of ill repute.
Chris, I thought for sure you would have seen it. It was just sitting out on top of the bookcase, and afterwards I was so embarrassed. I thought, oh my goodness, you must, or that I'd left it there in a really creepy way as well, that I'd left it out for you intentionally to see, which was even weirder. So I'm really glad you didn't notice, actually.
Yeah, I can't say I was flicking through the book collection to see what you might be reading. So, yeah.
Hey, thanks, Chris.
Chris, of course. Okay. Yeah. Chris is very used to handling long cables, as we know, maybe he wasn't as confronted as we thought he was.
Yeah, yeah, perhaps it's just normal for me, yeah.
All right, well, I'll give you a contact. Yeah. I'll give you a contact for HR, Chris, if you want to make a report against Kimber. Thanks, mate.
Thanks.
Let's go to Warnbroke.
Thanks, Chris.
G'day, Julie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Julie, what have you left out by mistake?
Okay, so a few months ago, actually, it was about 12 months ago, I very luckily won some Celine Dion tickets from you guys.
Mm.
Thank you very much
for that.
Oh, cool.
Pleasure.
It came in very handy because it was my now husband and I coming up, our anniversary, so we decided to book a night at the Crown Towers, make it a special occasion.
Nice.
Sure.
Romantic night. We took a few little extra pieces with us. Got to the hotel.
Right.
Unpacked, left those little pieces on the bed and went for dinner.
Mm.
We didn't know they had turn down service.
Oh.
We came back.
It's now called turned on service.
Well, they were all neatly lined up on the bed for us.
Oh, lined up. Oh, they're so neat.
Yes, it was rather embarrassing.
Oh, wow. That's perfect. I love that.
It's just though. Yeah, and it's just those little extra touches that make Crown such a wonderful hotel.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah. I take it hubby didn't turn you down that night.
I'm not answering that.
G'day, Phyllis in Midland. What have you left out?
Good morning, guys. How are you? I was a nude artist model when I was younger in my misspent youth.
Sure.
And I've got Parkinson's disease, and I got stuck in bed one night, and my kids had friends over, and I yelled out for help, and I had all these six kids in my room, and they were all trying to help me, and they were mostly boys, and I've got these two big pictures of me naked on the walls.
The new modelling career.
Totally forgot they were there.
Whoops.
Well, I knew they were there, but I didn't expect the six kids to come down the
room. No, and Phyllis, it's funny how helpful teenage boys can be in that situation. No, I'm happy to help you again anytime.
Come to my room and see my etchings. Good on you, Phyllis. Yeah. Let's go to Laurie. Good morning, Laurie.
Good morning. So a few years ago, I was in recruit school and we have room inspections. And I didn't realise this morning, so they walked into my generally tidy room, but I happened to have an adult toy on the shelf above my bed. I got a rescrub and I had to come back the next day and stand there while they checked my room again.
It's such an innocent mistake, and it's not a big deal. I'm sure there's plenty of people with the same things at home, but for some reason when it's on display, it wasn't your plan.
Yeah, no, it was just odd to watch my boss watch me sort of stand in my room and sort of face my little mistake while he checked again, but that was a bit odd.
That's odd, but that's also funny.
Love it. Thanks, Laurie.
All those stories also go around the office as well. Isn't that funny? Let's go to Merowick.
Absolutely.
G'day, Anthony. What have you left out?
I was actually the worker that had stuff left out for. I'm a Sparky, and I bloody had to go and their power was tripping, had to move a bed. As I've moved the bed, it's knocked the bedside table and just knocked the drawer everywhere, all over the floor.
Oh, no.
And then it was sort of a go out there and go, hey, just letting you know what's happened. And they've gone in, cleaned it up. Then any other time I had to go and do other Sparky work there, if she had them out or had been using them before and they were left out, she didn't really seem to care of putting away. It's not sort of like a, you've seen them, you know what I've got, what does it matter?
No big deal.
Yeah. Oh, and I guess you have to tell them what had happened the first time, because otherwise they go back to the drawer and they go, these aren't arranged the same way they were before, and that means the Sparky's been rummaging through our things.
And he's touched them.
Yep. So, and especially at that time I was an apprentice as well, and it's like, yeah, sorry.
Good on you, Anthony. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix 94.5. In the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane.
No, it's a police drone.
Police drone. Please leave the beach.
Oh, my goodness.
The world has changed forever, hasn't it, guys?
It has. Yeah. And I get it, but it also scares me a little bit to think of the police drones flying all over the place. Wow.
Well, and I like to think that we're all going to return to a sort of normal life after this, but I feel like now that these things are in place, they'll be staying with us for life. You can expect police drones to stick around, not just telling you off at the beach, but they'll be everywhere, because I feel like once the government make a few rules and put a few things in, it's pretty hard to come back from that.
Could be funny though, couldn't it? Hey, you and the budgie smugglers, leave the beach now.
Yes, and that's always the problem with civil liberties, isn't it? And people make that point that as soon as you open that door, as soon as you open that door, can you ever close that door again? And we're not sure that you can.
Yeah, it'll get into popular culture, and we'll have drone NATO movies, and you name it now, the door is well and truly open. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
Now, one of the things that I think we'll have to do whilst in isolation, and particularly this is for mummies and daddies at home, is that where possible, you've got to try and keep a bit of spice in the relationship under very trying circumstances, let's be honest. You don't have a lot of private time on your own. So if you do get a little bit of private time, perhaps one of the ways to keep things spicy is to break out the fetish fantasy gear.
Alrighty.
Now, that's easier said than done. I know, Kimber, you've got a very well-stocked second drawer, so I'm sure you'd be fine to keep James happy. I have to hope that T likes or is really turned on by track pants that have been worn 4 days in a row, because that's sort of all I've got at the moment.
Not about T, but I can see you on Skype, mate, that's doing it for me.
So... And obviously we know the serious side of this is that our wonderful health workers are running out of this PPE, personal protective equipment. So a company in England, MedFet UK, who do fetish gear, have supplied the NHS with they've donated their medical, scrubs that they use as fetishes for when people want to play doctors and nurses.
Brilliant.
Right?
Love it.
So they've donated this, and they were actually contacted by the NHS. There are people out there currently trying to source this equipment, and they've now had to start going to these fetish sites to find if they can have their doctors and nurses outfits.
Wow, which is extraordinary, that's reassuring, isn't it? Like you're lying in bed really ill and in comes naughty nurse naughty to administer nurse. Your medication.
Although it's a great big hairy doctor in it, because that's all he could get.
Exactly. But God bless them, they've made a political statement too, saying, you know, how dare our NHS be cut back so badly that they can't afford to supply these wonderful health workers, but here, we're doing what we can.
And there are some
our fetish gear.
No, I love it. Some hospitals are posting photos with their people in garbage bags around the world, which is very distressing, isn't
it?
Oh,
my God. It certainly is. So, well done, MedFet.
A lot of people changing their business model, which is great to see. Nice work, Maddie. Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning. On Mix 94.5. Cindy of Huntingdale. Cindy, good morning. How are you doing?
Thank you.
Yeah, not bad. It sounds a bit different today. It's a bit. There's a few gaps in the rest of it. A bit of a Telstra issue going on, but we are working on that. And what's going on at your place?
Well, we are a household of frontline workers, and we thought we'd pop out to the shop this morning and see what we can get.
And what went down?
We're about to walk in. We're sitting out in the car park.
Oh, okay.
Opening time in about 5 minutes, and we'll go to see if we can do our twice weekly shop.
Can I ask, Cindy, having a house full of frontline workers, which means obviously you're either in, I don't know, you could be police officers, nurses, any teachers, any of people in that industry, are you nervous about one of you bringing home the virus? Is it a bit like, is it a bit different? Because at the moment I'm home on my own, I don't have to worry about anyone else. But each of you, if there's a family of you, that must be tough.
It has its moments, and we both work shift work as well. So I'm kind of resigned to the fact that I'm going to get it anyway. So I just, I just try and delay it for as long as possible.
Okay, so you can do as much work, cram as much work in as possible, do as much good, Cindy. Is that your mentality?
Pretty much, yes, yeah. Because we still need to provide these services. And fortunately, we don't have others at home. There's two of us in the house. There's no one else to bring home and get sick, but we still need to make sure we stay as well as we can to provide the service we do.
Well, Cindy, that's incredible pressure that you place on yourself. And once again, you know, we can only thank you and your partner there living in the house for not only going out and continuing to do your job, but also dealing with that, you know, cloud hanging over you that you probably will at some point at least come into contact with the virus. So that must be incredibly difficult.
It has its moments, but when you concentrate on what you actually have to do, whether the different jobs that you need to do, you push it to the back of your mind. If you dwell on it, it'll play on your mind forever. So you just have to concentrate on your work, think of other things, think of that steak you're going to have when you do get to the restaurant at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, just know that at the end of each day you're appreciated, Cindy, and make sure you give us a call back, let us know what you found at the in the supermarket there. Good luck.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cindy of Huntingdale joining us this morning. Weird times at 6:55 with Claire, Matt and Kimber here, and we're going to celebrate a few things this morning, including a thing called Mix 94.5's Got Your Back, in which we could be taking care of a lot of people's just adding something special to people's lives, Kimber, which would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's the plan. For anything that someone's doing, if they're doing something special or someone just needs a little pick-me-up, you tell us who they are and what they need, and that's all you have to do. Go to mix.com.au and we'll look after them. Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on
Mix 94.5. Mix 94.5's got your back.
I got you, buddy.
With ABC Blinds.
I got your back.
And now more than ever, we need to look out for each other. Correct, Kimber Kale?
Yeah, get your back. We do have your back. And all we're asking you to do is go to mix.com.au. And if you want to make someone's day, just put a smile on their face, help them out. Then all you have to do is nominate them at our website and just tell us what they need, how you think we could help out.
Yeah, absolutely. They may be going through a tough time at the moment. They may be an older person, isolated, or there may be someone in your community who's actually stepping up and whilst keeping the appropriate distance is doing little things for other people and you just want to do something for them. So mix.com.au and let's see if we can have their back.
One idea that sprung to mind for me, guys, is people who are carers, who carers full time pretty much because they have to stay with that person if they're in a household, that may need a little more assistance. The carers They sort of keep this country rolling. And at a time like this, they're absolutely crucial. So let's spoil them.
Yeah, and we've got a couple of different examples coming through that people have already submitted. There's one woman who has nominated her friend who's gone through a marriage breakup and she's starting again and she needs some furniture and some white goods. So she's gone, if there's any way you can help out with that.
Yeah.
And then there's others who have just said, I'd love you to send a food hamper to a neighbour. So it can be anything, really, whatever you think they need.
Although if you're after a freezer, good luck. You never know, though.
Yeah.
Mix.com.au's got your back. So mix.com.au is the place to go. Is that right, Maddie?
It yeah. certainly is, buddy. And let's see if we can make someone's day who you know, selflessly makes other people's day every day of the year.
Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning.
On Mix 94.5.
Last series, he overcame the embarrassment of being an eliminated survivor with an idol in his pocket that he didn't use. A free pass wasted. It's revenge for this guy.
I came into this game with a pretty specific game plan, and that was to make very unlikely alliances.
I'm trusting you with this.
Yeah, I'm trusting you with this.
Yeah.
Alliances that people thought would never happen.
We're good, man. We're going to get it. We're going to get it.
And I relied on my social game to really bring them in.
We'll keep this one between us, yeah?
Yeah. David, I love him. I love this game, to be honest.
He's got his eyes on everything.
Winner of Australian Survivor All-Stars, David.
Oh, yeah, 50 days, $500,000. The spiders couldn't get him, nor could the snakes. That was the other contestants. David, congratulations, mate. How are you?
I'm great, mate. How are you?
We're all good. We're on separate
We're
locations.
Good.
And Kimber's at her place and Matt's at his right now for obvious reasons.
Well,
yeah, David, well played, sir. David, you changed Survivor for me because the strategies used to be secretive and sneaky, but you outwardly announced that you were there to play a game and they still stupidly respected you enough to let you take the win. I mean, are you as surprised as we are?
Well, you know, that very first day when I landed on the beach and JLT asked me why I was there, I was like, should I say revenge? But I just couldn't resist saying it. And then after that, I was like, oh, no, I'm going to be in trouble. But the guys were there to play, and credit to them. They wanted to play big, and that's what happened.
Mate, congratulations, and I'm sure you'll say that it was all worth it because you're $500,000 richer, but I'm just reading and of course, you know, reflecting back on the show, you claim that you'd never been closer to death with the flu that you had, with the stitches that you'd had, your body lacking in nutrients, and you're thinking, you know, someone's going to die at some point. Is it actually worth it?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly earned that money, I can tell you that much. You guys played that clip of Matt Rogers saying how much he loved me, but he speared me with a piece of wood on day one.
Yeah.
Led to 10 stitches in the leg. So I'm not sure how accidental that was. No, but he, you know, I think that just playing back-to-back seasons was just a lot for my body. I lost 11.6 kilograms the first time and 14.8 kilograms in All-Stars. Wow. So the extreme weight loss coupled with the injuries, I dislocated my knee, ruptured my LCL, and then your body just can't handle it. And so you kind of see the result of that. I was like hobbling around a fair bit, but fortunately managed to grit my teeth and get through, and here we are, sole survivor.
Absolutely, mate. Now, the world's, of course, changed since the time when you first started on this series of the show, let's be honest. And yeah, you can get a little bit of that feeling, not that you're completely isolated when you're on the island, but you get a feeling of what people are going through right now when they're at home.
Everyone's having to be a survivor these days, aren't they?
It's a bit like that, let's be honest. You quickly nip out and go get some coconuts and come back home.
Well, unfortunately, when you're isolated with family, you can't vote anyone off.
So true.
And David, you're going to use some of the money there to relocate from the US back to Australia, but also donating some money to the villages in Fiji. I'm sure you would have seen some pretty different living conditions to the, you know, ease that we get to stay at home now.
Yeah, I think one of the things that kind of really opened my eyes about Fiji is we see it as this big resort party place where people go to get married, but a lot of the villages don't have access to sewage and clean water. So that's something I'd like to you know, put some money towards just to kind of help those guys out and then bring some light to that situation.
And David, you've been sort of used to keeping in touch with your family from across the big pond that is the Pacific Ocean. Any advice to those of us who are sort of newbies at keeping in contact?
Look, just a lot of FaceTime and Zoom chat.
Yeah.
And people kind of write that off, but it really does help. Like, just being able to sit down and spend some time and use your phone so that you're not on social media or whatever, and just, like, interact and have conversations with people again. I think we've lost that art of talking to each other on the phone like we used to have. But if you get that added visual of being able to talk to people on a video chat, it'll really help you reconnect with people.
Mate, when we see these promos of you over the last two series of this show and you're talking it up and you're trash-talking and doing all that, I think you pretty much deserve an honorary Oscar, I think, mate, because we know you're a sweetheart deep down, but you really play the game, and some of that trash-talking, I think a lot of people get sucked into it. Well done.
Thanks, man. Yeah, look, I like to try and play for the fans at home just to keep the show interesting, and so I definitely like to be a loudmouth on there, but I hope people can appreciate that.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, David. Congratulations, mate. All the best.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
There he is, the golden god, David, the winner of Survivor All-Stars.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning.
On Mix 94.5.
Matt's at his place, Kimber at hers. And, guys, I started the weekend with my wife, Laurie, by accidentally slipping into a silly game. I have told you that we did start a silly game called the Anti-Love Song Game. And it was just a little bit of fun by changing,
I love this game.
Changing song titles and lyrics. And we, I think she threw at me kisses. I Was Made for Loathing You, which went down really well. I said, I can get enough of your love, baby. She came back with, you're not a hard habit to break. And her classic was, if loving you is right, I don't want to be right. The silly things that you do to get through. If that game is done, played at the wrong time, if one of you or both are feeling a little bit sensitive, it becomes the annoying thing in isolation that drives you nuts.
Absolutely. And can I suggest a lovely take on Lionel Richie's Hello, which is goodbye. but, of course, we can't be doing that. And, you know, there's no doubt about it. On a serious note, this isolation is going to have, it's going to be difficult for people to remain cool and calm, and relationships will be tested. And it's important to not take yourself too seriously and to keep laughing where possible. I know I'm an annoying person at the best of times.
No.
Absolutely. I'm so needy on so many levels that I know that T and my stepdaughter Steppy D are having to put up with Moo Moo, as I'm called within the house.
Moo Moo.
Constantly looking for attention and validation. So it's more about them remaining calm with me than me remaining calm with them, I'm sure.
We should have asked them then.
Yeah, my friend has got kids that are like really becoming a little bit difficult to deal with because they need a fair bit of attention. And so she said she had to go and study for uni. And so instead of just doing it, although she has access to do it at home, she went to university to use their Wi-Fi, but sat in her car. And then she sent me a photo of her in the laptop, in the car, doing her study, just so she didn't have to be at home with the kids.
So that's a way of escaping.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you're right. There are things about when you're in full-time isolation with somebody that are going to really annoy you about those people.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes it's the cutesy pie things, the sayings and the names and the silly little banter that might go back and forward. If you're feeling a little bit sensitive and it's a long period of time, that could be the thing that pushes you over the edge.
Yeah, I think I'm annoying James by how many times I keep going to the pantry. Like, I need to be in isolation from the pantry and the fridge. I keep eating all of our stocks and we're trying not to go to the shops right now. Am I the only one doing that? What's going on?
I don't think you're alone.
I'm doing that too. Yeah, absolutely. Every time I disappear from our Skype image, it's because I'm rummaging around in the cupboard for some grain waves or something chocolatey just to keep, you know.
Get some sugar to get me through. Then our producer Jack is at his place working today. And Jack, there's a bit going on in people's homes, mate, but we're taking calls on 133353. But what's really annoying you about the people you're isolating with, bud?
Yeah, that's right. So I live with my mum and partner at the moment, and the way that we have our lounge set up is that we share armrests, and it is just driving me crazy. Now, guys, I know you may say, why don't you just hold your partner? I was like, sometimes you just need some space, and the armrest is like the demilitarized zone. It is not up for grabs. It's just crazy.
I've been at the movies.
They're the things that count when you're in isolation.
Yeah.
It is tough. Life is very tough.
It certainly is, mate.
It's like flying economy every moment of your life.
First in, first get that armrest. Yeah. You're going to love it. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix 94.5. So it is weird that we've got the police now adopting drone technology to pass messages to all of us in the... it doesn't matter where you are, but in particular, the news last night mentioned Matt down the beach.
Yeah, so obviously we want our police officers to be as safe as possible, and so they're distancing as much as they can, and one of the ways that they can continue to enforce the law is by using this drone technology where they're going to fly over beaches and parks and people who aren't practicing safe distancing properly. The drone's going to come in with flashing lights and probably some really, you know, scary voice saying, you need to keep social distancing, and that is like some weird sci-fi film.
Might sound like this.
Drop the gun, you are under arrest. Thank you for your cooperation.
Oh, I gotta love the RoboCop.
Drone cop. I know, and this has been an interesting time for me, guys, because, you know, like, I mean, the idea of drones creeps me out. It always has. Mm. And this is a time where I've had to wrestle with the fact that, you know, I'm suspicious of governments and losing our freedoms at the best of times, and this was well before coronavirus. And yet I'm fully accepting the need to stay home and self-isolate right now. So I'm kind of, I've been wrestling with that idea that I have worries that we'll never return to a normal world and that the drones will be something that is standard for us. And of course, our privacy will be even more compromised, I guess, or invaded. And especially through the fact that we're all online and we're having to do this, because if we don't have online access, we basically can't live our lives anymore.
I was reading one on social media this morning, guys. Kimber, this may freak... Well, it will freak you out about workplaces with people working remotely and they're on Skype or whatever the system is or whatever. And right now they're taking photos every 5 minutes to ensure that people are working at home.
Yeah, you know what
you
I mean?
Imagine that?
That's the sort of stuff that it doesn't sit well with me. They're the kind... And the other argument is always the people who will go, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, you don't have anything to be worried about. And I'm like, well, when all your freedoms are taken away, we'll have a different discussion. So it's a really difficult time right now because I understand. I look at the drones and I go, yeah, I don't want them wasting police resources. Police need to be doing better jobs than that. So if the drone helps, then I can see the positives. But it's a tough time.
Yeah, and of course, whenever the word drone comes up, for me, the first person I think of is our beloved Captain
Paulie.
Who, and I'm thinking of a better way of doing this, because we know that A, Captain Paul loves flying his drone, and B, Captain Paul loves telling stories that are endless that don't go anywhere.
True.
So I'm thinking that he could fly the drone in, start one of his stories that don't go anywhere, and the people who aren't practicing proper social distancing will become so confused and bored that they'll actually start to dissipate from their group.
Or even better, he might be up his voice from a drone doing this.
The daughter comes home to the mum and says, "Mama, I met a lovely Irish boy today." And the mum goes, "Oh, really?"
Oh, no. You're right there, Paul?
He stuffed it up.
Well, that could be a way of amusing people, actually. I like that idea, Manny.
Yeah, me too.
Captain Paul stuffing
up a joke. Makes it sound much less menacing.
Yeah, although it probably won't clear people from the beaches. You'll get people down there to listen. Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning
on Mix 94.5. McGrath's barking at the neighbour's dog. They hate each other. They absolutely hate each other's guts, these two. And every morning that the other one wakes up, it arcs up and McGrath jumps on board. And I feel like both me and the neighbour have both started just going, all right, you two kids, have your little play and then get over it.
Get it over and done with. The lines are open.
We've given up.
133353. And Maddie, we're encouraging people to give small businesses a plug because they need it right now.
Absolutely. We know how tough times are out there, but maybe you've adjusted the way you're doing business and you want to let people know that you're still out there, you're still producing and probably delivering, and so we want to give you a plug.
Yeah, let's go to the magnificent bakery in Coogee, the Coogee Beach Bakery. Jackie, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
We're very well. What's going on? And give the business a plug. How are you doing, firstly?
Yeah, first of all, we're doing really well, thank goodness. The business is going really well. We've had to adapt quite quickly to how we actually operate. Not necessarily the baking, but the serving side, you know, to keep everybody, give everybody their distance. But we've been offering free delivery with a $10 minimum spend to all our customers. So it's gone absolutely berserk the last week. So we're really happy. We're really pleased that we can still continue to employ our staff and carry on.
That's wonderful news, Jackie, and God knows I love my bread and I love that part of the world where you are. I'm dreaming of it right now. Does that mean that you've actually had to hire staff, as in delivery staff?
No, we've just changed because we've had to reduce the amount of staff that serve because of the distancing.
Yep.
The staff that would have been laid off are now driving around.
Oh, so great.
Wow. You know, and you know, there was a time when I used to feel bad about this stuff. Like you'd stay home and you'd go, oh, it feels lazy getting everything delivered. Now we're all doing good things for small business.
Yeah, that's right.
It's great. We're really, really pleased because the last thing we want to do is to lay anyone off.
You know, we can hear the appreciation for the situation. I know you're busy down there, Jackie, but there's so many people who have been, their businesses have been decimated. So it's good to hear a good news. Great to hear a good news story. Whereabouts are you? What's the absolute location there at Coogee?
Okay, so we're in Coogee Plaza, which is on Hamilton Road in Coogee. And our telephone number for orders is 94346434.
Now, that's a plug.
We're going probably up as far as Bicton, down towards Tonkin Highway, a great big circle, if you can imagine. So we're trying to cover as many places as we can.
Sensational. Hey, thanks, Jackie. All the best to you. Let's go straight to Lynn. Good morning, Lynn. Whereabouts are you and what's your business?
We're in Bibra Lake and we're My Delicious Cake and Decorating. We did Captain Paul's cake a couple of months back.
Oh, remember it well.
Oh.
Yes, we do remember. The bum cake. Thank you, Lynn. And so how are people going? Because obviously with cakes at the moment, there's not a lot of kids having birthday parties and not a lot of people celebrating their 60ths or their wedding anniversaries. So, I mean, I'm all for cake any time of the day.
No, you're not, are you?
How are you guys operating?
A little quieter, but that's okay. But we actually have made up little packs, our Boredom Buster Easter pack, where we've actually got little cookies already made, everything in this little pack, so then they can decorate them and then eat them. So, yeah, we've just been making up new fun little things that people can take home and not have to do too much work, but it's just good fun, and then you get to eat them.
Well, that sounds awesome, Lynn, and good on you for, you know, thinking. I guess this is what businesses are going to have to do and are doing is thinking outside the box and finding new ways to use what they have, the skills that they have to keep producing. So, and you did make an awesome cake for our beloved Captain Paul.
It was mind-blowingly good. He loved it, Lynn. Yeah, well done.
Awesome. Well, I hope everyone else can jump on board and then that way that'll entertain the kids and then, you know, we can all just get through this time at the best of way we can.
Good to hear you, Lynn. All the best.
Take care, guys. Bye.
There's Lynn, who's taking care of My Delicious Cakes and decorating it, of course. So we've got the bakery, the cakery, and we're all getting a bit fattery, let's be honest.
We are.
Aren't we just?
Kimber, you're doing some exercises whilst we're doing the show this morning.
Doing what I can, and you know, and as we are for small business, we're trying to give you all a shout out because people have just had a really hard time. Obviously, everyone's losing their jobs and lots of businesses having to close down and let go of staff. I know our mate Tiny Holly, who does auctioneering, he does all the balls and events that we work with, and he's got about 40 odd balls or shows that have been shut down that he won't be able to do. So
legend.
Who knows, if you need an auctioneer, have Gavel Will Travel. If you need to, you've got some cattle coming together or something, you might be able to give him a call.
He'll tell you everything, but it's going on in Harvick as well. He'll give you the update from there.
Yeah, but shout out to Tiny. Take it easy, mate.
Yeah. Let's go to Girraween. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning. How are you all?
Yeah, we're good, thanks, Jennifer. Tell us what you do in your business and how things are going at the moment.
So I run Fleming Psychology, which is a clinical psychology practice in Girraween, and we are remaining open. We're offering limited face-to-face sessions for healthy community members and for everybody else who may just want to or should be continuing to self-isolate. We've got video link or telehealth consultations and telephone consults as well, which are bulk billed at no cost to the individual.
Jennifer, it's a difficult time for people, and of course with the cooler weather coming as well, we're concerned about everyone around the place, and no doubt you can help.
Absolutely. So we can help debrief anyone who's particularly stressed, anyone who's struggling as a stay-at-home parent, general standard mental health conditions that may be, you know, made a bit worse because of the coronavirus outbreak. So we're here to help if anybody needs a little bit of extra emotional support during this time.
Yeah, and I suppose businesses are having to adapt their models. I'm not trying to put you on the spot here, Jennifer, but I know for a lot of people they're saying, oh, well, if I don't get to come in and have face-to-face, if we're just doing it down the line, are there different rates available for some people? Because, you know, these sorts of things can be confronting. But give us the name of your business so that people can get in touch.
Our business is Fleming Psychology.
Okay. So that
Fleming,
one more,
was that?
It's Fleming, was it, Jen?
Fleming Psychology.
Fleming Psychology. Yeah. Sorry, your line just dropped out there. So Fleming Psychology is a place to go, offering help online as well. And business a little bit quiet, Jen, but glad to see you still operating and helping people out, which is terrific.
That's great. Thanks so much, guys.
Yeah, our lines are open, 133353 here at Mix 94.5. Anything you want to talk about, the lines are free, but the other thing about it is we are plugging businesses all week right here as we stay on until 10 o'clock each morning.
Yeah, it just goes to show that in this time we've really got to look after our physical health, of course, and our mental health. It's going to be very important.
Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning on Mix 94.5.
We recently had that great big celebration to Bon Scott, and of course 40 years since we lost Bon from AC/DC, and Highway to Hell was a huge event, wasn't it, just weeks ago down the highway?
Yeah, I can't believe that was only, like, I think it was about 4 weeks ago. And, I mean, that was so many people gathered around Canning Highway all the way down through Frio. It was just so many of us. And I remember at the time thinking it was the very start of when we'd first sort of heard about the virus coming out. But until then, I mean, just how quickly everything's changed since then, because that was good times.
Yeah, it seems unbelievable, doesn't it, that that was only a few weeks ago. But hey, it's Akadaka, and it still brings a smile to our face.
It certainly does. And you think about so many classic songs. You had your classic Bon Scott early era, of course. You think about someone like Angus Young. He's gone through the passing of a good mate, and he's the leader who was, you know, the lead singer of the band in Bon.
Now, I got a hold of the guy who was managing us at the time, and he said, well, but he at first thought it had just been a rumour. So he was trying to get information, and then he got back to me later, and he said it looks like it is him, and from that point on, I was just in shock.
Angus Young celebrates his birthday today, right? When he started in Akadaka, he had literally short pants on because he was just a teenager, squirming around on the stage. He was renowned for not being a drinker, not taking drugs, but he constantly drank choc milk. So when he was on stage, he would pretty much be always eliminating spitballs into the crowd. It sounds pretty much disgusting, but it was an Angus trait in the day.
Yeah, like most singers can't sing when they've been drinking milk because your voice just goes out and it's just gross, like you sound terrible. But I guess that was probably nice, and it was like lubrication for his voice.
Yeah, well, wasn't a problem.
Well, he didn't do a lot of singing.
Yeah, true.
Okay, listen to this. Angus Young. Of course, it was Malcolm's band for so long, the late Malcolm Young, but Angus Young is 65 today. It's hard to believe the guy still wearing the school uniform is turning 65 on this last day of March in 2020.
Oh, that makes me smile because now I've got an image of Angus boarding a bus showing his seniors pass.
Oh, so good. So happy birthday to Angus and anyone celebrating your birthday on this 31st of March for 2020.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Let's check with one of the Mix 94.5 family. Lockie Reed, good morning, mate. How are you doing?
Hello, team. Yeah, going very, very well.
What's your arrangement, Lockie? Are you working from home? What's happening?
Yeah, at the moment I'm sort of working a little bit in the mornings at home, Kimber, and then I head in the afternoon, pretty much trying to limit the amount of time in at the workplace. Still need to go in at this stage just to do some editing and write some packages and voice some stories, but work's been really good. I mean, if you're not needed to be in there, don't go in, and if you do need to be in there, then limit your time in there and stay away from as many people as possible. So it's been working at this stage.
And Lockie, what's the situation at home? Are the kids at home from school, or are they still going to school?
So, Maddie, I've got two older ones who are out of school, so they both have part-time jobs, so they're doing that at this stage. I'm actually standing at the Oval. To say I'm doing activity is lying, but I'm watching my oldest son do some running and really encouraging him, Maddie, just telling him, keep on going, keep on going, as I just walk around slowly.
Very good.
Top off. I would never get my top off in public, so I promise you that. But look, yeah. Pretty much over the weekend, we all just spent it at home. Monopoly board's been getting a workout. We're going to play Uno Flip tonight, which I've never played before. I played Uno, but Uno Flip is a new game that we might get ourselves involved in. But staying around, it's been actually nice just to see the kids a little more often.
Hey, mate, who's the greatest West Coast Eagle? Is it Ben Cousins or Glenn Jakovich? Are you and Tim Gossage still having a wrestle?
He didn't even have Ben Cousins in the top five. How can you not have the greatest Eagle in your top five? Won a Brownlow medal. Four best and fairest, four or five-time All-Australian. Ben Cousins, the best West Coast Eagle, no doubt about it.
Respect to Judd Butera-Kemp and Andrew Emley, of course.
Absolutely. Yeah. Andrew Emley was second, yeah.
Well, Norm Smith, we call him, of course.
Yeah.
Kimba?
And, Lockie, who's gonna lose their minds first or drive the other one crazy first, you or your lovely wife, Suzanne?
Suzanne has already lost it with me. I think very lucky that I do have to go to work and she encourages me just to head off as much as possible just to get away. So, because I am a bit of a liability and annoying at home, no doubt about that.
Well, Lockie, I just got in big trouble with my Milo-making technique and skills, which apparently are falling very short. Are you stepping up in the kitchen?
Yeah, absolutely. And talking Milo, made three Milos.
Yeah.
All kids were very happy with my Milo-making process. The cup of teas they weren't happy with, but the Milo, very good. Put in five spoonfuls as opposed to three or four because I'm cheap and nasty usually. But, hey, look, they're all at home, so I thought I'd lash out with an extra...
Mate, it sounds like you deserve a Michelin star. Well,
too right.
Well done, Super Chef.
Best dad in the world in 3 days, I reckon.
Lockie Reed, good. We're glad you and the family are okay, mate, and thanks for sparing us the man boobs down the park. Well done.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Stay safe, and to all the listeners, of course, stay safe and do the right thing.
Absolutely. 9:56.